You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm John Waters. The Apostleship of the Sea, the organization which oversees the spiritual welfare of sailors and those working at sea, is currently holding a conference down in Cape Town, South Africa, where a number of issues are being considered. Joining me with Vatican Radio is Father Jacques-Henri David, who is the regional coordinator for the Apostleship of the Sea, Indian Ocean Region. Father Jacques-Henri David, many thanks for joining me here in the studio. Could you start off by explaining to us what topics the Conference of the Apostleship of the Sea is considering down in Cape Town, please?
The purpose of this meeting is on the fishing industry, because we will have a world congress next year on fisheries with the Apostleship of the Sea. So in the region, it's comprised Angola, Tanzania, Namibia, South Africa, Mozambique, Kenya, Seychelles, Reunion Island, Rodrigue Island, Madagascar, and Mauritius. And now we are listening to each country's what the AOS presents in these countries with the fishers and in the fishing industry.
Okay, and I understand that there is talk of a global agreement, a global concordat, if you will, on the fishing industry that is hoping to be ratified at some stage next year. Can you explain to me what impact the Apostleship of the Sea is hoping to have on the discussions over this agreement, this worldwide agreement, please?
Yes, the convention is coming. The Apostles of the Sea, we have the grassroots works first for the awareness. We have awareness program with the fishers, so for their rights, for their safety, etc. And this is the first impact on the lives of the seafarers. And we must... So they must be aware of what is coming in this convention to protect their rights.
I see. In terms of protecting their rights, Father, are we looking in terms of doing work to combat trafficking and exploitation, which we've seen the Vatican being particularly involved in recent years, or are we looking at a wider human rights perspective or an employment rights perspective?
Yes, human trafficking is a problem because there is lots of abuse at sea. We must be aware of it and make people aware of what's happening, because there is exploitation, violence on board, etc.
Spiritual care of those who are away at sea, away from their families and friends for long periods of time, obviously is one of the most important aspects of the Apostleship of the Sea's work. Can I just get perhaps something of your own experiences, something that's touched you or made an impact on you, giving a level of spiritual and pastoral care to men and women in this very unique situation in life?
This is on shore. When they arrive in port, the Apostleship of the Sea, have a presence to accommodate seafarers and give them all the spiritual supports. And wifi supports for the relation with their families. Sometimes we have seafarers who are in hospitals or even in prisons, so we must visit them and make a liaise with the families too. This is a day-to-day work.
I see. So it'd be fair to say you're very much points of communication and facilitators in getting things done. Yeah. It's a very hands-on aspect of ministry.
This is essential.
Archbishop Jabulani, can we just get a few specifics or a few areas of interest that the Apostleship of the Sea particularly is working on, please?
Well, first of all, it's just to try and work on agreements with the different, governments. and the structuring and the formulation of, let us say, contracts. And besides that, also, is to see the different organizations that can provide assistance to the fishermen, and also representation in cases where the fishermen, for example, and those who are working at sea maybe are not paid their just wages, and to try and have those negotiations and improvement of the contracts and the working conditions that the fishermen require and under which they could possibly work.
I see. So rather like Father Jacques-Henri said earlier, we're looking at the Apostleship of the Sea very much being sort of the hands-on communicators, the hands-on facilitators, making sure that all the different parties are talking to each other, making sure the dialogue's going and the progress is being made. Would that be a fair assessment of the situation, Archbishop?
Yes, that's the situation because, actually, is to addressing directly either the suffering groups or even individuals. For example, I mean, some of the fishermen or seamen maybe who are jettisoned by their ships or captains or experience of violence, that the Apostolate of the Sea has to intervene, first of all, in relation to the welfare of the very individual who is suffering, and also intervening in terms of communication with their families, and also to try and see to it that they find communication also with their families wherever they are themselves. And also if it comes to the extreme situation, then they are given assistance with regard to repatriation, if that is the case which they require. But then again, you know, when it comes to the spiritual welfare, that actually they are assisted to regain, you know, what they are losing spiritually, and to be strengthened, and also try to provide a kind of counseling and care for them.
Wonderful. One final question, Archbishop, relating to the Global Congress on Fishing that's taking place next year, I believe, and is hoping to come up with a global agreement for the fishing industry. Can I get your personal hopes and your personal expectations for this agreement, what you as a priest and as an archbishop would like to see coming out of this agreement at this Global Fishing Congress?
Well, first of all, what I would hope for is a recognition of the reality of this type of industry, and also the importance of the dignity, first of all, of the work, and also the people who are actually doing this work. And that also somehow the states and also the companies for which they work, or also the countries at which, even if it's their own countries where they work along the coast, that actually this is clearly recognized, and also laws are passed, are structured and passed in order to protect the rights of the fishermen, because they are doing legitimate work. You know, first of all, their work affects, let us say, you know, the whole world, because what they produce actually sustains the greater part of the world, and therefore the nobility of their efforts and labor must actually be recognized, you know, and also there be structures and laws which are made to safeguard them in their industry. Yeah.